Hello and welcome to On the Line. I'm Carl Richter. Arklatech's Comic Con founder Ray Couch has a passion for all things fantasy and sci-fi that's infectious. We talked about what's in store at this year's convention coming up Labor Day weekend, and dug a little deeper into what makes so-called geek culture so popular. Whether you're a geek, a gamer, or someone who doesn't quite get it, I think you'll enjoy Ray's enthusiasm, insight, and personal story. Here's my conversation with Ray Couch. Thank you for being here.
I'm happy to be here today.
It's been a couple of years, hasn't it, since there was an Arklatech Comic-Con?
Yes, it has. It's been 2 years, and we took 1 year to kind of retool and restructure, and then we had an amazing show for last year, and then COVID struck.
Right.
And it took away our, you know, it was more important, of course, to focus on family and everyone to stay safe.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking into that this year to make sure everyone's safe at our show.
Yeah, so it's September 4th and 5th.
September 4th and 5th at the Texarkana Convention Center.
On the Texas side.
Uh-huh, right? On Cowhorn Creek Road.
Okay.
And across from Central Mall. You can't miss it. And the Hilton Garden Inn is right next door.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a great show for you this year. Texarkana, hold on tight.
What's the response been since you announced it was?
Oh, wow. 5,000 just for one guest. We have actually been blessed. We booked Vic Mignogna. And as a matter of fact, I looked at the numbers before coming today, and we have had 5,000 positives that just this one guest is coming. And that's just one star that we're bringing to Texarkana to the convention center for Labor Day weekend.
Who is that?
That Vic Mignogna is the voice of Broly on Dragon Ball Z.
Okay.
He is also the voice of Eric on Full Metal Alchemist. And not to mention, he's Captain Kirk on his own podcast, internet webisodes.
Oh, okay.
And he has a distinguished career in anime movies and dramas.
Wow, so this is a voice a lot of
a
fans
voice actor,
may have heard.
Yes, absolutely. And then we've also got Jennifer Sihe coming, and she's amazing. She is the voice of Sailor Moon. She does the singing, and she was in a movie called Princess Mononoke. She did the singing parts in that movie. Now, I'm going to tell you how you really know her.
Yeah.
If you ever heard the commercial, Hot Pockets,
right?
That's her.
Oh, wow. I think there will probably be some crossover there.
Right, exactly. we've got, like I say, it's going to be, we've also got Rodney Ramos from Marvel Comics. So you're talking Guardians of the Galaxy, Amazing Spider-Man. We've got Mike Kennedy from Aliens vs. Predator. And we've got David Schiller, an Emmy-nominated animator, doing all of his own short movies. He's going to be premiering some at the show.
Oh, wow.
And then local talent, Brian Stewart. He's the editor of his Kiss magazine, and he is also he does a Kiss fan magazine, a George Romero magazine, and he's like a master of print. Not to mention, he's a great artist.
We're talking about Kiss the band.
Kiss the band, okay, absolutely. Yeah. Also, Fangoria, mm-hmm. and Brian is just a master of print, and also. We've got Bob Carter. Bob was a great catch. Bob Carter is 10 guests in one.
Hmm.
Bob, oh, wow. If you've ever played a game called World of Warcraft, he is the king of Ironforge. So
oh, wow.
He has sent me myself on many quests. I'm like, Bob, darn it, I didn't know it was you. And so definitely. He's also from Mortal Kombat. He's a voice from Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
He is also a voice from, Dragon Ball Z, another distinguished career, Full Metal Alchemist, and not to mention many other movies,
mm-hmm.
A stunning career in film. And so we're looking forward to meeting him. Now, on the gaming side, for the first year, Texarkana, this is our 10th show, we've been recognized by FASA That's FASA.
Mm-hmm.
They're the creators of such games as BattleTech and MechWarrior and Shadowrun. And now they've moved on to some new games that are just amazing. And they're going to be doing free demos of these games and panels on how to start and create your own games.
So are we talking about tabletop games?
Yes,
for
tabletop gaming, absolutely. My buddy Andy, she's amazing. She's going to come and do panels. If you've ever wanted to create your own game, mm-hmm. Andy's going to give you the tools in the toolbox to do that.
Oh,
and
wow.
Even some publishing ideas to get your game published. And you can make a buck or two off of your creations.
Oh, wow. And you can find somebody there to help you playtest.
Absolutely. And speaking of playtesting, we're going to have Tortured Earth coming up from Alexandria, Louisiana. And also, they're bringing a gaggle of other game creators with them. So there'll be tons of new games to test.
What's Tortured Earth?
Tortured Earth is a game company that created actually a game called Tortured Earth,
okay.
where you take your city and make it into a wasteland.
Okay.
Survival of the fittest.
Oh, wow. So you would take actually like Texarkana.
Absolutely. That's what you do. You overlay their game map over your city, and it's game on.
Oh, wow. That sounds fun.
Yes.
So what's it been like these past couple of years without being able to do this?
Oh, my word. I know what it's like to be Cain in the desert. I tell you what. Well, with all the problems that we've all had, it feels good that we can get together again. Really, it's just been, I've missed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really have. Until you stood there and felt what 1,000 people having a good time feel like, the whole room vibrates with laughter. And
yeah.
that's a blessing. It just feels so good that people can dress up before Halloween
right.
and have a good time.
What kind of COVID precautions are you taking?
We have a hand washing station and mask stations at every entrance. Also, we will be able to do a free temperature check if you request one.
Okay.
We're going strictly by the mandates of the state and Hilton Corporate.
Okay.
And so we definitely want everybody to be safe.
Okay, great.
That's why another reason, normally we do a Vampire Masquerade Ball. We canceled it this year. We didn't want to have a dance and then in the middle of a COVID outbreak.
Right, okay. So tell me a little bit about your origin story as
a fan. Well,
were you the kind of kid who was obsessed with comics?
Absolutely. I grew up on a 40-acre ranch and down Blackman Ferry Road, and we had a truck patch, and that meant work day in and day out. So your imagination was your escape. We
right.
didn't have, you know, Google and HBO Max and all that. Instead, your imagination. And mm-hmm. so I was a dreamer and definitely read comic books. I fell in love with comics and Star Wars fandom, Star Trek fandom. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you move forward in life, I was a painter, actually, out at Red River Army Depot, and it took quite a while to get on, and I'd worked a couple of months, and then I got very sick and almost died. I caught a very rare disease called spinal osteomyelitis.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's the degrading of your bones and your spine. It's very painful. And luckily, I was saved and blessed. An Army major at University of Arkansas looked at my case. And I'm the fifth survivor. He saved my life.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm the fifth survivor of spinal osteomyelitis. I was the first one to walk.
Wow.
It used to be 100% fatal.
What was the treatment like?
They removed several of my vertebrae, mm-hmm. replaced it with donor bone in steel titanium cages with rods. And my surgery was over $1 million.
Oh,
and
my
like
goodness.
I said, it was experimental. And my first year back, my job was just to learn to walk again. My friends had told me, they're like, if you survive this, sir, you know, the granddaddy of all conventions is San Diego Comic-Con.
Right.
And so they said, if you survive this, we're going. Well, guess what? I pulled through.
Well, how long ago was this?
This was back in 2010.
Oh, wow.
And in 2010, this is why I love my town. Hmm. A friend of mine that had made me that promise, he was at work at Sears, mm-hmm. and the lady that worked with him, well, her name was Witterstatter, mm-hmm. and they're talking, having lunch, and she told him the story about I'd survive. She said, oh, really? Well, my daughter is Texarkana native, Renee Witterstatter.
Mm-hmm.
She was editor-in-chief of Marvel for 4 years.
Oh, wow.
And so she called her daughter. I didn't know about any of this. Mm-hmm. And then they talked to Arun Singh at Marvel Comics. And Marvel was like, we love this. This is great. And this man, He had his choice of things to do if he survived. He wants to come see us.
Wow.
So I get a call from New York. I'm looking at the call ID. What? Marvel? And he said, is this Ray Couch? I said, yes, it is. He said, well, we heard you want to come to the show. I said, yes, sir. He said, do you have tickets? I said, for Friday? He said, no, sir. You have tickets for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You're going to be our guest.
Oh, wow.
And so I was, it's bucket list, bury me now. I was a guest of Marvel. I had a full access pass. I got to meet some of my childhood heroes, like Michael Golden. He's an artist creator, some of my favorite titles. Not to mention, Renee created She-Hulk. So exactly, from Texarkana.
Have you had her at the...
I have, and I've invited her back. Mm. She'd have been here this year, but she's going to a dance contest.
Oh, wow.
She said, but definitely she would come next year if we invite her. Great. And when I was in San Diego, it just becomes surreal, and you realize these are good people. I met Nathan Fillion, Anna Paquin. I met Lucy Lawless, and they're people just like us. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. we see them on television or on the big screen, and we're like, wow. But hey, they're down to earth, and you can, you know, I got to talk to Nathan Fillion for 5 to 10 minutes, and it was just like talking to you. It was great.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
So have you been back since then?
Oh, not to San Diego. Yeah. I'd love to go, but I came home. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting there at my table, and I was still high on Comic-Con. Yeah, high on Comic-Con.
Right.
And I'm like, wow, I would love to just give my friends and family a taste of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they can't travel to San Diego. It's an exclusive show. And so I said, I'm going to do it. And so for our first show, we had a budget of like, I don't know, $600. We went to the Truman Arnold Center just to try it out. I'm like, I might be me and three guys playing cards or something.
Right.
We had over 500 people show up to that con.
Wow.
First year.
So
at the cafeteria.
You knew right away there's
a need there. Absolutely. Year two, we had over 800 people. We had a couple of guests. I actually had invited Richard LaPermitier. He was Admiral Mahdi, the guy that Vader choked in the first Star Wars movie. He came to our con. He was our first big guest, and he taught me a lot. He was kind of he mentored me a little bit about how to do a show. We were approached that year by the Texarkana Convention Center. They were like, it's a new convention center. We would love to have you. Trust me, it needs to be here. Mm-hmm. So we gambled. We went over there. Our third show, 3,500 people.
Wow. So where are these people coming from? Is it
everywhere?
Not just Texarkana?
It's not just Texarkana. We get Dallas. We get Shreveport. We get Little Rock. I have a family. They come from Florida because we're a family-oriented show, and they enjoy just to be at our show. It's just great. It's to see people travel that far to be with us.
Mm-hmm.
It's really great. And we had a man from North Arkansas meet a lady from Midland, Texas, and they got married. They met show, at our dance, and they have a daughter now.
Oh, wow.
And they thanked me for the show that they had met and that they started a family that met at our show.
Well, this is all really about community, isn't it?
It really is. It's about family and community and doing some good with that. And that's why we choose a charity every year, and actually more than one sometimes, because we like to do the blood drive. We invite the Bloodmobile, and this year also we're doing For the Sake of One. It's a ministry, yes, family-oriented, and they're going to be our charity this year. And what we do is we do a charity auction. We ask different businesses for things to auction off, and then we do a donation based on a percentage of what we bring in at the door. We do a percentage. And so we try to help our local charities. And because I feel when you bring that many people together, do some good with it.
All the latest news and more is always right at hand with the Texarkana Gazette mobile app. Updates and breaking news alerts throughout the day keep you up to speed on everything happening in Texarkana and beyond. There's even a daily digital replica of our print edition. All the features you love, like puzzles and our special sections, are right there. It's like having the whole paper in your pocket or purse. Best of all, it's free to download. Look for the Texarkana Gazette app in Google Play or the Apple App Store today.
Great. So tell me about your business.
Absolutely. Heroes, Inc.
How did this fandom turn into
absolutely an
entrepreneurial venture?
Well, I used to collect comics back in the 90s. And once I became disabled, I was like, well, that's out the door. I'm not really doing that anymore. And so I decided to go back into grading comics, collecting comics, selling vintage toys. I always liked the older comic stories, comic lines, and artists. Mm-hmm. And so, lo and behold, 10 years later, buying and selling, I've got a comic book shop at a flea market here in Texarkana. Once again, you know, part of the community. Uh-huh. And it's an open-air flea market called the Texarkana Country Mart. It's right there on 7th Street across from Pratt's. And, we have comics all the way back to the 30s.
And, oh, wow.
Yeah, when we collect X-Men, Spider-Man. If you have a childhood, we have it for sale.
All right.
Right. Well, He-Man, Thundercats, Star Wars, Star Trek. And we have a great selection. And we were more than happy to sit and just, you don't have to buy anything. We just want to talk to you.
Right.
We love talking fandom. And so we could tell you the finer points of Quidditch if you're a Harry Potter fan, or absolutely, we could talk movies, and we just love that Texarkana has such a large fan base for sci-fi.
Right.
And we, like I said, you know, one weekend, if you're listening to this, you want to come by and just talk fandom. That's us.
What kind of things do people buy? I mean,
oh wow, well they buy everything, and see. The value in what we sell isn't necessarily in cost. It was something you had when you were a child.
It's nostalgia.
And yes, and you're replacing it. Everything from a Barbie doll, mm-hmm. a certain Barbie, up to ROM comics, if you know who that is. Or maybe it's a G.I. Joe vehicle that you really wanted as a child. Yeah. You had it, then dad hit it with a lawnmower. Or you went off to college.
I'm going to age myself. Micronauts was my thing.
Micronauts. Oh, my word. I am the premier collector of Micronauts in the Arklatex.
No kidding. I'll have to come by.
You're talking Michael Golden. Oh, those aren't for sale.
I'll have to come check it out.
You will. I will bring you and show you what I have absolutely sometime. But Micronauts comics, Micronauts toys. Oh, I love the Micronauts. And that's who actually I went to see. That's crazy. San Diego was Michael Golden, the creator of the Micronauts.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Well, we're making a connection.
We are. Oh, wow. You're definitely coming to Heroes, Inc. I got some stuff to show you. And probably give you a goodie bag on the way out.
Yeah, I'm a Godzilla guy, too. You
got yes.
Any, Godzilla stuff.
I really enjoyed the last few movies they've had. And the toy line's always great. Those and the Shogun Warriors. Mm-hmm. The first Godzilla toy, the full size, came, the 12-inch, came out with the Shogun Warriors.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
I'll have to check that out. So,
you bet.
Speaking of how old I am, I can remember when I was a kid back in the 80s, geek culture, as we come to call it, this, you know, fantasy, sci-fi, fandom, comics, movies, TV, was really much more of a subculture. At least it seemed to have been a lot fewer people.
Right.
Sort of more isolated. And, of course, the internet has changed a lot how people can find each other, but that doesn't seem to account for the whole change in how mainstream all this stuff has gotten in the past. I don't know, what would you say, 15, 20 years?
In the last 15 to 20 years, geek is now chic. Geek is cool.
What happened? How do you account for that?
Because every generation has something they look back to. Mm-hmm. And you have to agree, the political climate, the work climate, the social, you know, economic climate, everything's been stiff for the last two decades. And we look back to a time where it wasn't so. We need a release back to a better time, an easier time, where we could let go and be children again.
Right.
So that's why we cling to these superhero movies. You know, yes, we all have a light bill to pay, but it's really great to see Captain America smash Hydra,
right,
or AIM. And it's really good to see Iron Man create his suit. We were there with him in the theater when we like to see a hero survive,
right,
a hero prevail. We put ourselves in their shoes so that we can become, we are the heroes. And that's something else about my show. That's one of my sayings. You are your own hero. And that's what we really weigh into. We idolize these people because we want to be like them so that we can overcome and show our children we can overcome daily problems as heroes, mm-hmm. and to be stalwart and truthful and overcome the bad guys, as it were,
right?
As our own heroes. And I mean, come on, there's nothing just as awesome as seeing Batman jump through a window. He's got my attention. Right. And so, you know, from the Christian Bale movies back to the Jack Nicholson movie, dating myself, Jack Nicholson movie, it's just great. And you're there with them. It's like you're their sidekick when we're watching them. I mean, come on, didn't tell me you didn't have a swell of pride when you watch that last Avengers movie.
Right.
And he sits on your left, and when the heroes come through, the goosebumps came up.
Right.
You're right. You know, they had to go toe-to-toe with Thanos, and it was a throw.
I remember that Batman movie with Michael Keaton.
Yes.
And Jack Nicholson. That seems to me to have been sort of a turning point in this.
There are things.
Maybe when.
Yes.
The superhero movies really got
very popular. There are some what I call linchpin moments in film mm-hmm. that changed us forever. And definitely the Michael Keaton Batman, Joker, Jack Nicholson launched an entire generation of superhero genre. Absolutely. And I want to tell you something else. The Iron Man movie mm-hmm. launched Marvel. It really did. They gambled on that movie, and to this day, it has launched an entire universe.
Biggest entertainment property in the world.
Absolutely. Disney has taken Marvel to heights undreamed of, and then they've also rolled in the Star Wars universe. I mean, who doesn't want to watch the first season of The Mandalorian over and over?
Right.
It's great, and you've got a lot of good creators there.
You've got some Star Wars themed stuff happening at
Absolutely.
Show,
right? We have the 501st Legion. They are movie-accurate costumers. So you may see Darth Vader, C-3PO, R2-D2, and a gaggle of stormtroopers, not to mention Jedi, walking around. And we have the Mandalorian mercs. They're going to be there. They're the guys that dress up like Boba Fett and other Mandalorians. So that's going to be cool. That's going to be some photo ops right there.
And this isn't just something that someone made in their garage, as good as those can be.
Movie accurate. Yeah. To be a member of the 501st, it has to be movie accurate and approved by the Legion.
Okay.
For them to participate.
And this is something these people take
seriously. Absolutely. And they do a lot of charities. They do a lot of stuff on their own dime, and they are a great, great organization. Also, we're going to have the finest, the G.I. Joe Costuming Club.
Wow.
Cobra! They're going to be there. Should be great.
Yeah. Awesome. And you're going to have a couple of costume contests.
Right? Absolutely. There's going to be a child's contest that starts at noon and goes until 1 o'clock. And then the adult contest starts a little after 1 and goes till after a little after 2 o'clock.
Which day would this
be? And that would be on Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah, on Saturday. And on Sunday, it is a show. That stage doesn't stop popping with panels, singing, and interviews from 10 to 5. The show is both days from 10 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon. And if you had to work on Saturday, well, come out on Sunday. You're not going to miss anything. It's a full show again.
Cosplay is such a big part of this culture.
Absolutely, yes.
As someone, I don't even like to get dressed up for Halloween. So.
Right.
Can you sort of explain the appeal of it to someone like me?
Certainly. Like we were just discussing, able to be your own hero.
Right.
Able to represent in your mind for one day, mm-hmm. you are Batman. And people look at you and go, they don't go, hey, there's Carl. They go, oh, it's Batman. Right. And then they walk over, may I have a photo with you? Absolutely. And they walk over and see a lot of the people that come to my show in costume. They don't even want to be in the costume contest. They pose and let people take pictures with them. Wonder Woman, the last time we had a show, Wonder Woman, the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
It was great. Captain Jack Sparrow was there.
Oh, wow.
It was amazing. And he looked just like Jack Sparrow.
It's amazing at the creativity it brings out and the amount of detail people put
Absolutely.
In these costumes.
The funniest thing I saw was someone dressed up like a Deadpool was standing in the parking lot and held up a sign that said, God hates Wolverine. I swear he had a crowd of 50, 60 people taking his picture. It was hilarious.
What's the age range of people who come?
Oh, wow. We've had somebody who actually turned their baby green. They had Hulk Baby, the people from Florida, had Hulk Baby.
Now, that's a show I'd watch.
Right. And they put Hulk Baby in purple pants. And then the two of them dressed up as superheroes also.
Oh, wow.
And so I think she was Spider-Gwen. And I think he was, if I remember correctly, I want to say he was Hellboy.
Mm.
So you had Hellboy, Spider-Gwen, and Hulk Baby. All just trundling through the show. Wow. And some people come as a whole family of superheroes.
Right.
We have had the Incredibles
as a family.
We have had a Halo fire team. A bunch of friends all did a Halo fire team, and it was five members of Halo walking through the show.
Wow.
That was awesome. We've had the Justice League show up at our door. So it was like a bunch of office workers, and they all dressed as the Justice League and came to the show.
That's great. And you're going to have would it be a professional cosplayer or?
Oh, absolutely. She's professional. Mm-hmm. She has over 70,000 followers. We're talking about Mika Nicole. Mm-hmm. She is a cosplay juggernaut,
mm-hmm.
and we're lucky to get her. She's in high demand. She gives panels on cosplay tips, and she is going to be backstage helping our cosplayers get ready before they go on.
Well, that's very kind.
Yes, giving them some tips, helping them with costume ideas, and then she's going to be emceeing the costume contest, like introducing them out onto the stage.
Well, that's great. And do you think there's an oversaturation of these superhero stories? It seems like every time you turn around, there's a new one. I wonder if it's losing steam.
There is 75 years of comic books behind the superhero genre.
Mm-hmm.
It's making over $3 billion a year. It's not going anywhere. There are no bad ideas.
Yeah.
And so you haven't seen the tip of the iceberg. Right now, Disney's doing What If with all the actors are doing voice actor work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be surprised to see a lot of the comic books we grew up with will get shows.
Right.
So, and some of the, even the obscure ones that you've never heard of. And
we're seeing that right now with the new Suicide Squad.
Absolutely.
Movie.
And see other great titles from DC would be Swamp Thing. I've heard it's in the works. They're going to do a Swamp Thing series.
Oh, wow. Yes. Another one.
Yes. They're also talking about they're going to do a lot more animation work mm-hmm. with DC. They're going to bring back a Justice League cartoon I had read.
Oh, wow.
So they're going to get a relaunch on that. So if you're a fan of DC, hold tight because you're about to get a lot of different projects that they have in the works.
Yeah, anything that could make money, I guess.
Exactly.
And there's obviously a huge audience.
So absolutely. The market is saturated, and I don't think anybody's tired of it yet. Not yet. Everybody's looking forward to their titles. They're waiting their turn for their movie or their title to come out. Absolutely. And, you know, the Architects Comic Con has brought some big names already. We've had Chewbacca.
Mm-hmm.
We brought Peter Mayhew. We had Michael Golden here in Texarkana and James O'Barr from The Crow. And we're looking forward to bringing even more of Hollywood here.
So if people wanted to succeed, they should show up.
Absolutely. My only regret is no Vampire Masquerade Ball this year.
Now, tell me more about that. What's that been like?
That vampire. Oh, it's great. It makes me feel older because some of these people can waltz and I had to fake it. And trust me, you know that I'm like watching a train wreck. Trust me. But no, it's great. Actually, the ladies, and you don't have to dress up. You can just wear a t-shirt and jeans, even to the ball. But most people will put on a nice dress and the gentleman will wear a nice button down shirt. And then they wear the vampire masquerade mask that covers half your face. And usually we do karaoke and I hire a live band.
Oh, wow.
And it's been, oh, wow. Some of the people, they have actually taken lessons on waltzing, and we just clear the floor. And it's like watching magic in motion. To watch some of these people waltz is just beautiful.
So maybe next year.
Absolutely, maybe next year. And I may have a few surprises for you next year, Carl.
Okay.
Because we're talking about bringing track on board.
Oh, great.
And so we're talking buggy rides at the Vampire Masquerade Ball. not to mention a few surprise guests that I have up my sleeve.
So you're already planning ahead.
You bet.
Great. So where can people go if they want to find out more? Is there a website?
There is, ArklatexComicCon.org. They can head there and look at our dealer room. They can look at our current guest list and some of our events. We're also having two video game tournaments. We're doing Super Smash Brothers and Call of Duty Cold War.
Oh, wow.
So it should be very interesting.
All right. Well, I'll put the link in the description for this episode, and people can go sign up. And I guess you can buy tickets online.
Absolutely. You can buy e-tickets online. And you can check out our progress also on Facebook. We have a Facebook site, ArklatexComicCon.
Is it C-O-M-I-C-C-O-N?
Yes.
Okay, two C's in the middle there. Okay, got it. All right, thanks so much for coming in. This is exciting, and it sounds like a great time, and I may show up myself.
Well, thank you, Carl. We look forward to having you out there.
Take care now.
Thank you.
On the Line is a Texarkana Gazette podcast, recorded in our newsroom, Star Bear Studio, right here in downtown Texarkana, USA. The show was written, produced, and edited by Carl Richter. News stories are based on Gazette staff reports. Texarkana Gazette podcasts are made possible in part by a grant from the Google News Initiative Journalism Emergency Relief Fund. I'll see you next week on The Line.